Do not worry.
Welcome, folks. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday, folks. Welcome to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast, Do Not Worry. I'm your host, Anthony, joined by Noor and Nadim.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
All good.
We're twinsies today. We got the same t-shirt on. What is that? You got to send me pictures. We need to start coordinating. Folks, we got a crazy episode today. Okay, Nas Daily is in Lebanon. That traitor, he's here. Me and Farik's tube are going to get into a boxing match. The interns have bought me clothes from Dr. Tib and from a thrift store. We're going to do a competition. Who bought me the best outfit? And we might be giving away one of those outfits or both. Britney Spears is having a meltdown. We're going to talk about it. Andrew Tate has a woke, surprisingly very woke take that we're going to talk about. And we got a lot more. We got some shout out. I want to clarify some things from last week. We got a good time. But first, please take a second to like the video. Leave a comment. Engage with this channel, folks. And subscribe to the channel. We're almost at 8,000 subscribers. Hit that subscribe button. And support us. Consider supporting us on Patreon. We have three brand new blonde patrons that joined this week. Mirna Zakaria, who went to high school with me. Mirna, I think she's torturing her husband with this show. I think he's from Egypt or Jordan. I think he's Egyptian. He probably doesn't know anything that's like going on, and she's probably torturing him. Thank you, Mirna. We love you. I got a pretty big community of high school friends supporting me on Patreon, so love you guys. Suggest High School for life, Wakanda forever, baby. We got Ren M, also joined as a blonde patron. Thank you, Ren. And Luna, welcome, you three lovely ladies. And let me take a second to thank some of our other beautiful patrons like Enzo S, Gino Raide, who's still a patron. Bravo. Thank you, Gino.
Thank you.
We don't deserve this. Ziad Mredbit, another high school friend. We got Queen Ezzo and her Excalibur, Jackie Deeb, Antoinette Saab, and we have some beautiful superhero patrons like Dr. William Watfa, the boobs doctor and owner of Phil and Will Delicious Gourmet Cold Cut Sandwiches that Noor did not get to try. She did not get to try because she wasn't here when they sent us a free
flight.
Joral, Adrien N., and Ryan Nabulsi, and God-tier patrons like Jessica Ann and Muhammad Naamani. We love you guys. And Burgery, the best burgers over there and here at Tripoli. Folks, you want to support us on Patreon? You want to make sure that we can keep the show going? Then consider supporting. We actually did a Zoom call yesterday with superhero and God-tier patrons. It was just me and one superhero patron. One person showed up. Fadi Muerzin. Thank you, Fadi. It's always nice chatting with Fadi. Or Mukerzin. I always forget how he likes me to say his last name. But I think we're going to try to do a Zoom call with blonde patrons as well. Maybe all the patrons. I'm going to see because that's a lot of people. But stay tuned. You guys want to have some crazy access to me? Do you want to Zoom call me? And the interns want to have a good time? So join our Patreon. Support us. We cannot keep the show running without you guys. So thank you so much. And returning sponsor, folks. We thought they were done. We thought they were gone, but they love us and they love you guys so much. Sendwave is back, so stay tuned. We did an awesome, the shopping segment was done with Sendwave, and find out how you can get $15 or more now. Forget that $10 deal. We upgraded to $15 now, baby. So thank you to Sendwave. Stay tuned to find out how you can get $15 and save on money transfers. Okay, so with all that out of the way, folks, let me give you guys a quick boxing update. Today was my fourth boxing lesson. I'm now boxing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays. I'm not doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday anymore. I think it fills out my Tuesday a lot nicer. I'm normally always stressed and anxious on shooting days. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've been very chill today. This was one of the least, I don't know, like I think boxing did me some good today. You know what I mean? So I'm fucking loving it. Guess who walked into the boxing gym today? Guess who might be signing up to my boxing gym today?
Man.
Fedik's tube, the one and only Fedik's tube. I recognize him. He kind of recognized me. Then like the coach was like, hey, Fedik's, have you met Anthony? The coach loves it. Every time someone comes in, he introduces me as like the podcast and everything. So he's like, yeah, I know him through social media. He doesn't follow me, by the way, Fedik's. Not making it awkward, dude. Just stating facts.
But I'm sure he knows you.
He knows me like he knows of me. I don't know if he like, he, you
Bala,
know.
I think.
بيحضر the show. I don't know. Who knows? Hey, maybe.
We've
talked about Fedik's a couple much shit either. We've talked about Fedik's a couple times. By the way, Fedik's, and I saw like on his Instagram, he's looking to hire a couple of people to join. He's doing some kind of show. He's looking for co-hosts and interns. Fee some competition coming your way.
Yeah, DM me at Deptatfa. I will let you know.
Yeah. Ain't you can't poach my interns. Fedik's, I'm warning you now. I'm warning you now, boy. If your show is like my show, we are fighting in that boxing ring. We are going to fight. We're going to have an influencer fight. Me versus Fedik's tube. All right, I have 1 or 2 weeks of extra training on you. I'll get you, boy. Okay, now we're big fans of FedEx here. So I'm loving the boxing, folks. I'm loving the boxing. Okay, I ordered a badass pair of gloves that my coach recommended. They should be here by like the end of the week. They're so nice. Beautiful Clayton Reyes white gloves. Amazing. Can't wait to get them. I'll show you next week when I get them. I'm super excited. I love it. I love it. Boxing is the best thing I've done. It's the like greatest decision I've made in like the last 2 years.
Bravo, Antoine.
Very confident in saying that.
Bravo. We're proud of you here.
Thank you. Thank you. I visited RC Perfume yesterday. Just went to chill. I've owed the man a visit for a while. Went and chilled with him. Let me show you guys some photos. We love RC Perfume. We talk about him all the time here. Let me show you guys. He took me to the garage, man. رحنا نصلح سيارته بالجراج. Literally, that's us chilling out.
No, that's like a friend hangout.
Get in the car, man. I got to go to the garage. رحنا على الجراج. عمل لك نديم بارفان لإلك سبيسيال. I love that. I love that he still doesn't get your name right. What is up? Here's your bottle.
Karim,
there you go.
Close enough.
في حرفين.
We took another photo.
I know he only met Nadim out of
He only met Nadim. He's the one person who does. But he's been watching the show. Sorry, Arif. He knows your personality.
RC, we love you so much.
We love you.
We love RC. Let me go get those bottles of perfume that he prepared for you.
Yes. Yeah, Allah gift.
Too many gifts.
Too many, man. She like 8 or 9 perfumes. I've never given this man any money. He's so sweet.
We love you so much.
Boom. Can you not break them?
Elijah. خدهم هيدا رح تعطوه أنتوا لإلايجر الليلة.
Careful.
He put a sticker on the bag too. This one has my name on it. Oh my god. So هيدا.
On the bag. Hey,
Karim, هيدا لإلك.
Karim. فيك تعطينا طبعا كريم.
ليه تبع إلايجر اسمه
ميرسي.
These are all his original خلطات. هيدا لإلك. هون ما كتب اسمي بس كتب اللي عليها إسكادا.
I love Escada. I'm Tim's.
Really? Well, he knows you. He knows you. RC is this is why RC is the best. RC is the best at what he does. Then بيعرف خلاص بيشوف الشخص بيعرف شو بتحب ريحه. وانا عامل another he knows I like fresh light perfumes. شبق لي واحدة بتعقد كمان. RC, we love you. You're the man. انا جبت له هدية. I literally went to a supermarket فدوا لحدنا عنده سيليكسيون
الكول تبع كثير حلو. ميرسي كثير RC.
انا رشيت عنده a bunch of times. I went to the supermarket to get RC a bottle. The guy who was working at the liquor section, عرفني first of all, he's like, انت مش تبع YouTube, Antony? I was like, okay, that's shocking. So I'm like, yeah. I didn't know what else to tell him. I'm like, تعرف RC? He's like, اكيد بعرف RC. قلت له بدي اجيب له انينه هديه. ساعدني نقي واحده. We picked out this, look, ما بفهم انا بالبوربن. Bullet bourbon. Seemed like a nice bottle. Had a, you know, decent price. I took this for RC. مايبي اللي خدها مني. He's like, I don't drink. He recently quit drinking. So he literally forced me to take this. I've never bought a gift for someone and like have been forced to take it back. I'm like, ضيف على زبونتك someone. He's like, no, this cannot be around. So
so I will take it on RC's behalf.
I said we would take a shot on his behalf. So I'm like, I don't want to open this bottle just for a shot. So we're going to take another shot of another bottle. Okay, for RC.
Thanks.
This is the monkey shoulder bottle that Mouin Jaber bought me for my birthday like 3 or 4 years ago.
Thanks, Mouin.
Every shot, everything we do. Mouin Jaber. But everything we do here has lore. There's history and lore with everything. There's a story arc for everything. Even the shots that we take. So to keep this bottle in pristine condition until I decide who to re-gift it to.
I literally called dibs, by the way.
Yeah, you ain't taking this. This is a nice bottle of bourbon. It's a nice bottle of bourbon. We're going to have this monkey shoulder. Just like here, take this. For our non-drinking friends or Muslim viewers, we apologize for our transgressions, but we must do it in honor of RC.
Yeah, to RC.
I love this episode. Gifts or shots?
I'm gonna take a little one because I hate drinking. And I'm gonna RC. And if I could not drink for the rest of my life, I wouldn't. Yeah, let's choose it, RC.
Cheers.
Smooth, delicious.
Wow.
I did not expect that coming, Liam.
Nice start.
We get on time. All right, so RC.
And we're good on time. Wow.
We love RC. Everyone, man, كنا بالسيارة. Everyone, كلهم بيعرفوا ماشي في his window. هالقد مفتوح بيعيطوا له RC. Everywhere. إذا هو بيعيط RC, just randomly, حدا بيعيط ولا. Someone just ولا.
That's amazing.
It's so funny, man.
Bro, I'm so glad you're friends with him.
Bro, لازم يحط كاميرا عنده بالمحل. He could do a reality show of just all the customers that come in just to meet him. You could do a storyline about every customer that comes in.
أصلاً بس كنا عنده عم نسوي شي 200 واحد برا حتى هم سكر المحل. RC ولي.
That's how it was. I just wanted to make a couple of clarifications from last week's episode. We were talking about the laser tattoo removal. حكينا عن this dude right here with the face tattoos. And I mentioned like rappers can get face tattoos. He's a rapper. He's Roytivation, who I've met. I've literally shook hands with this guy. معرفته because of the fucking black thing. Can you imagine? But that's our boy Roytivation. He even left a comment. بعتله DM. I'm like, bro, I didn't recognize you.
No.
We didn't say anything mean about him. We love him. I saw him at my friend Wael Wahbi, who's a fan of the show, loves the show, invited me to one of his rap shows. But alhamdulillah, I went and saw him. He collaborated with Roytivation. He was great live. Loved the dude. So best of luck with your future laser removals. Roy, thank you for watching the show. Just wanted to clarify that he is a rapper. And that not only that, that I know him. And I just didn't recognize him. I felt so stupid right afterwards. I wanted to cut that part out of the episode. I should stop listening to what Elijah says. Like, no, keep that in.
When you met him, did you have the face tattoos?
Yeah, 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 a couple of face tattoos. I don't know if they were like already kind of starting to... Yeah, I'm on laser, my body. Another thing that I regret from last week's episode, folks, Joseph Chadahon, I told Elijah to cut it out of the episode. He didn't. It's not his fault. I have final say. I get to watch the final cut. I'm like, fine, leave it in. Joseph Chadahon's dandruff, okay? I felt bad about it. We got one comment. Someone was like, hey, that's kind of mean. Look, it is kind of mean. I felt bad talking about it at the time. There's nothing wrong with having dandruff. I mean, yeah, it's no one wants to have dandruff, but it's like it's not his fault. Okay, maybe it is. I don't know. But it's like, if you have dandruff and you're watching the show, don't feel bad. I know when I was a kid, there was a hair product that I used to use that, like, when you would rub your hair, like, it's like a gel, white stuff would come out. So it looked like I had dandruff and I freaked out. And it was like, I'm sure that whoever saw me didn't know that it was hair gel and thought it was dandruff. And they probably thought that I was like some nasty guy. I don't want Shada to feel bad. Okay, he probably suffers with that. She's like, Shada betrayed us, and we're going to make fun of him all the time. He's a little piece of shit, but...
Hey, it's not the dandruff. It's dandruff Shada.
The dandruff is not his fault, okay? And Isabella, Shada, you don't look like a beach ball. Do what you want, my man, okay? I'll make fun of you for your betrayal, for all that sort of shit, but your dandruff, that was a step too far, and I regret it, and I felt bad about it, so I wanted to address that. Speaking of Shada, let's stick to him a little bit. I saw this... had that recently, but this happened when we dropped the Shada documentary, and I just saw this on Twitter. Someone asked Joseph Shada on TikTok, I'm so glad I can comment now. I just have a question. Our parents should be with us while watching the documentary? Shada responds, no, it's for everyone. You just have to understand English. Then the person asks, no pornographic content? Thank you for replying. Shada says, not at all. So this is from our Shada documentary. The guy's asking if there's porn. I did. What do you think we're doing here, man? Porn? So anyways, I thought that was funny. Also, Asseria Shada got to review the Dr. Food the wafers. Let's see what Shada thinks.
Dr. Food, شو رأيك؟ شوكولات وقصص. عمل له انفولو كمان من بعد ما تجوزت نسيتنا. هاي مش دعاية بس هيك ثاقبت. قلت له جربهم. ما بنخسر شيء. في عنده ثلاث طعمات على ميلك شوكليت وهيدي هيزل نوت وهيدي دارك.
His lip action, bro.
I don't know who's doing the edit.
But look at his lips.
مش عاطلين بيقطعوا. أكتر شيء حبيت الدارك بعدين الميلك وآخر شيء الهيزل نوت. ناطرينك ببرودكتس جديد. شو بدك تنزل على السوق؟ What's next? كيس شيبس أو مكسرات؟
ليش سألي يا شادم؟
برو كلهم عم يعملوا Easter egg.
Good take. شو بدك ويفر؟ Dark.
You know what's cool وقت تكون عم تكتب أسي بيقولوا لك أنه بالconclusion لازم تخلي السؤال هيك بيفتح ال new horizon هو هيك بيعمل
عن جد من هيك بيفتح
it's crazy
بس ليك كتير عم نزلوا easter eggs مثلا هذيك المرة دعبول قال cans وهلا هيدا عم بقول chips أقول لك في شي هيك it's a marketing technique يعني
Like, Dr. Food is not collaborating with Shada for marketing. I can tell you that. 100%. Well, just fun news related to Shada. We're waiting for Shada because he betrayed us with Wellness Coach. Wellness Coach ate a ban on TikTok and now his name is Dr. Diet. And he has 2,000 followers. That's pathetic, bro. That's so stupid. Dr. Diet. He's trying to ride the doctor trend. Good luck with that, Dr. Diet. Anyways.
كلهم حكموا بالبلد.
بعدنا اسنا. And one more thing that I wanted to clarify from last week. We got some shit in the comments for the John the Kidman John segment, folks. Now, Anna Zitta Shway, okay? I'm trying to entertain you guys. When I said that John reached out to me and was like, Anthony, it's urgent that you... It wasn't an urgent message. He was just like, here's some videos. If you want to play them on your show, feel free. I was like, sure. So I'm trying to entertain you guys, folks. We're trying to put on a fun show over here. So, of course, I'm going to try to play it up and be like, if I fuck this up, he's going to... You know, it's going to be a betrayal and he's never going to forgive me. He probably never even saw it, okay? But a lot of you guys were telling me that it was rude and how could you play stuff as John the Kidman John, I'm Bihki, etc. We wanted to watch the whole thing. Fine. We're going to redo the whole thing and we're going to watch it without anything on the side. For you guys, for everyone who was offended,
hello.
We're going to watch the whole fucking thing. Here
no
we go.
Hello, no way.
Part one.
No way.
Hello,
not.
Everyone.
Please laugh.
Cheers. Happy
you
Sunday.
Guys wanted this. I'm a man of my word.
I make this video to talk about a topic that has been in my mind for a long time.
You're watching it again.
Serious?
Watch and listen.
It's about how we look or judge towards other people. Especially here in Middle East. Why I say Middle East? Because I have lived my childhood in Toronto, Canada. So the place where I come from, sorry for this. Even you walk naked on the road.
We're listening.
People will not care for you, will not look at you.
Maybe some kinetic
they don't
sand won't
care
hurt.
About you. Okay.
Okay. Just kinetic
and
sand.
They just focus on themselves, on their life. So the question here, in this country or any other Arab country, why people always have to look to the others, what they do, get interested in their lifestyle, and talk about that person. Now, this is a major...
Maybe some Subway Surfer won't hurt either.
Among everyone.
Maybe a little bit of Subway Surfer.
Because,
you know,
I can see that people are a bit of lack of education. When you talk about someone, you have to be sure, first of all, that you are better than that person. And... If you really want to help that person, if you really feel sad,
I mean, we need,
and sorry...
I'm struggling, so I need something, one more thing to make this a bit more engaging,
directly,
okay?
And choose your words very well. If you know
a
the
bit
person, just try to advise. Of course, your words
that?
Must be very... you have to be careful how to talk to someone who wants to give advice.
Look, I tried, okay? I'm getting these weird Instagram recommendations. Now, it's been happening on TikTok. My algorithm is fucked on TikTok. My body, for some reason, Instagram has been recommending buff little people to me. My body, okay? It's just so random. And I lingered on one of them. Hey, that's the fucking problem, is if you just spend like 10 seconds on it without quickly moving, they assume you're into that shit. This is the first video that I got. Like, there's nothing wrong with little people, but it's like, why am I getting this on my Instagram? Good for him, he's buff as fuck, he probably beat my ass up. Like, and then another one, so that was the first one. Then I get this dude right here.
مرحبا شباب كل حب واحترام للجميع اول شيء الفطور كالتاتي عندك كون تشتيخ بندوره مع تشتيخ ليمون مع تشتيخ خيار مع تشتيخ
He's just eating. What's so funny? You're laughing at little people?
وعندك كون سكلوكوب احلى كوب سكلو المشكله المهم وعندك كون تشتيخ سنيوره
Is there a baby crying in the back?
احلى كاس شاي تخدم جواركم جميعا امان الكل نظيف يا اخوان
That's not even that bad. It's just, anatomy is just random. Like, why? I just picked this one because I was like, that's the one that was recommended to me. These are the craziest ones. I'm getting little people wrestling now. Micro wrestling. Look at this. I didn't even know there was micro wrestling, which is awesome. But it's like, micro wrestling. That's what it's called.
So
he's got the plunger. Oh, he's got both of them in the plunger. He's crazy, folks! Anyways, this is my Instagram. This is what it's been looking like recently.
Anthony, the problem is that every time something like that pops up, you send us it, and it fucks up our feed.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are getting little people, too?
It's cursed.
That's funny. I like that. It's cursed, man. Not that little people are cursed, but it's like, I don't know, little people wrestling, that is a little weird. There was one today that was like a little car with like a bunch of them coming out of the car. I'm like, what is happening? Anyways, God, if you're a little person and you're watching the show, we love you. You're a little king, okay? I cannot imagine how hard it must be to have like all society like judging you and stuff. You guys go through enough, okay? I just don't know why my Instagram is all about that. That's all I'm saying. Britney Spears. Pop star Britney Spears. We've been talking about some pop stars lately. We talked about Madonna. Mishman Zemin. And Britney Spears has been losing her shit. Listen, folks, and I'm all for Britney's freedom. I even own a Britney t-shirt. I should have worn that today. I have a Britney Spears t-shirt. I love, we support Britney. Free Britney.
Free Britney.
You know? So I'm starting to think it's time for that conservatorship to come back. I don't know, but Britney needs help.
Tattoo time. One day I'll figure it out. Who knows?
You'll be like, whoa, that was look.
So she's been speaking with like an Australian accent for a while now?
Baby dot. It's cool.
Who does a tattoo like that?
Apparently, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you should be sitting down for a tattoo. But that's the least of the problems.
Look, I'll mute this one.
Mute it? Yeah. She's like, and like, okay, everyone dances in front of a camera, but like, this is crazy dancing. What is this kind of dancing? Like, she, I'm sorry, but she looks kind of crazy. There's no other way to say it. She looks crazy. She doesn't look mentally stable.
She doesn't
blink. Yeah,
that's the problem.
Like, everyone's too, like, people are worried that no one wants to be offensive or say something, you know, that can be misconstrued, but similar, like, this person does not look mentally healthy. Like, I'm sorry.
She needs help.
Can we blame her? Of course not. She grew up in front of the whole world. Her parents were like taking advantage of a situation. Mm. Of course, there's like a million reasons why she is the way she is. But it's like, it doesn't mean that she should, I don't know. Like, conservatorship is a bit intense maybe, but she's not okay.
Okay, great news is, okay, so last week, guys, I made a dress. It's really proud, diamond panel, slip in the back, a girlfriend helped me sew it. They sent me a dress I didn't have to make myself. Think, I can't believe it. I'm just saying, okay, now I'm so proud. I didn't even have to make it myself. Thank you, company, for sending me this dress. Thank you.
Thank you, company. It's kind of weird, it's scary, right? I mean, it's a little freaky.
I don't know.
Was someone forcing her to make her own dress?
So guys,
no.
I just want you to know, if I shut down my Instagram, do not call the cops. Don't ever be a roller coaster.
And like, and I know what a lot of you are gonna say. If Elijah was here, I can hear him already. But this is why she went crazy in the first place, because of people like you commenting, and then there was the "Leave Britney Alone" meme. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know now that we're talking about this, is it's like a cycle. Are we turning her crazy, or was she crazy because of? All I'm saying, bro, I don't give a fuck about Britney Spears. I don't give a shit. You think I sit here thinking about her all the time? I don't give a shit. Because this shit comes up on my Instagram, and people are like, "Free Britney! Oh my God, it's so funny. She's so..." I'm like, bro, you should be concerned for her. I know that her fans liked it. And, oh my God, yes, she's free. She's free. That's great. But she's clearly also, or this is all like an act. She's funny or something. Like, I don't know. I don't find that shit funny though.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like concerning.
It's concerning.
What is this? Looks like someone's peeing on her. What is this? She's like showering. Britney, why is this online? Good thing this is like, okay, I mean, still safe for YouTube, I guess, but what's going on here? Copyright is what's going on. Copyright infringement. Yeah, she's got a crazy look in her eyes, man. All right, that's enough of that.
It is concerning.
It is concerning, of course.
It's very creepy.
What is up, Britney? Like, you know, maybe the conservatorship is a bit of an intense, hey, that was like, maybe go see a psychiatrist or something. What's going on here? Come in. Is there music here too? Kind of. I'm going to mute it anyways now, but Britney, what are you doing? What are you up to, Britney? That's it. I think the conservatorship should come back. What do you guys think?
I think you're going to get canceled.
Us? For what? Look at her, man. She's nuts. She's losing her shit. Again.
Yeah, that she's, it's really concerning, Jan.
I hope you're okay, Britney. Anyways.
Free Britney.
Free Britney. Free Britney. Free Britney. Keep her free. Keep America great again. Folks, this next segment is sponsored by our good friends over at Sendwave, our returning sponsors. We love Sendwave. Thank you for the support. They actually sent us $50 using Sendwave, which we picked up at a Wish Money location. And I split that $50 into two. Noor got 25 and Nadim got 25. And each got tasked with buying me an outfit. Nadim went to Dr. Tape to buy an outfit. And Noor went to a thrift shop to buy me an outfit. And the best outfit will reign supreme. And thank you to Sendwave for making that possible. Stick around to find out how you can get $15 when you use Sendwave for the first time using our code CASHDNW and an extra bonus because the interns, the more you guys use the Sendwave code, the more the interns benefit. I'll tell you how, so stay tuned. First, who do we start with? Who wants to start with their outfit?
Dr. Tieb.
I know. Dr. Yeah. Tieb. All right, Nadim. Now, both have been tasked with making a vlog of their experience. Noob made a vlog. It's not ready for us to watch yet. It'll be ready for you to watch, but so for now we're just gonna watch Nadim's and react to it.
Hello, hi. Shuki, fuck my good mahal. Yalla, I'm gonna mess it. عندك أنا إشرفية ونزل عندك. Hi guys, Anthony طلب منا تياب. فما لي غير إنه إجا بوتيك رورو وجيب له أحلى فيت بالعالم. فتعالوا معي لنشوف ايش حيصير. حطيت لك جوجل مابس افرق على اليمين بس ما في افرق على اليمين. برج حمود اغرب منطقه بالحياه.
بعدنا عم صورها.
ايه سوي. كل مره بنروح نسوي انا وانتوني اوكي.
منطبش السياره.
منطبش السياره.
It's copyright free. Did you test it?
Yeah, no, it's from my website. بركة شي ساعة للأسف وعن جد ما صرنا مصورين برج حمود صرت أعرف كل زاوية فيها يعني هون كل العالم
تبعتك كل العالم تبعتك منك بوتيك رورو فلوج شو عامل لسه لك دي عم تتمشى
ما بعرف شو رايح شو ما بعرف أو شيء
عمول يوتيوب شانل خيي
Yo, Anthony,
you're going to fit. This is where it should have started. Here's the vlog. Yo, Anthony, you're going to fit. What is this? D or Nos? You know how impatient our audience is? Kinetic sand. I was going to put kinetic sand. I'm going to put the kinetic sand.
You've made this happen. I'm going to put one person.
Hi.
No spoilers. Few spoilers for my outfit.
No.
I'm curious if you got me something that I would genuinely like, or is that if you went to the like, kind of maniac route? Hey, jacket
يلا
لا
اها شو قلت لك
It's like a Joker jacket
بس استون طلع
كل شيء هيك
استون بين علي
يعني هي لايكس بس شوي
انتوني شيء جميل
اليوم كتير
حلوين
كله تمام شو بعد بدنا نقول نقول يقبرني الجمال
سليك دريبي في
او ماي جاد ار سي
هيك انا عضلات
هلا مزو كتير
لا
انت ساندو ستيف هي هاز اون ستايل بس ان هيز ستايل هي
عارفك بلا ما اشوفك
اوكي طيب وير از ذات اوتفيت جيف مي ذا اوتفيت اي جو وير ات اند اي كم اوت اند ريفيل ات
واو واو
فيلم مي وذ اي جس يوز يور فون cuz you're not going to unlock my phone هلا يوز يور فون وين اي كم اوت جيف مي ام going to go change اوكي So here's what I'm wearing right now, though. Okay, just I got a T-shirt, I got some sweatpants and slides because I'm home. Okay, I'm chill. So, yeah, I'll be back.
What the fuck is this?
Wow, bro, شو عم تحكي? ليك البانتس
قديه. البانتس, I don't know how I'm gonna get these off. ما بعرف كيف. يا درورو, يا ديفيد, شو كيف بدي اشيلهم هون? Let's, I don't know what to tell you guys, يعني.
Bro, شو هي عمول ليك
برنا. With the hair coming right now, it's like totally a...
مول عمول برنا.
Looks like a waiter. Looks like a waiter at a Lebanese restaurant. All right, guys, you got a nice look? You guys gonna be voting on the knife next week. Who's the winner?
I've never seen you wear something this skinny.
I've not seen you do something this like this before, man. All right, you got a good look?
Yeah.
All right, great job. Stop. Stop, stop.
So you clearly went for the joke outfit route.
لا لا أنا
you didn't go for a serious outfit that I would wear in public.
طب شو بتعني إذا بروح هيك بكرة على الشغل?
That it's up to you. بس بدنا نربحهم لحدا. One of the lucky three people watching is gonna get to keep this outfit. The lucky viewer. هلا we'll figure out how من نربحكم. Okay, so Nu, how was your experience? How much did you spend, by the way, Nadim?
$25.
Al Ed, والله, what a good deal. $25, all of this, a shirt, pants, and a vest.
صراحة عم بحس عامل لي سعر, مرسي كتير ديفيد, بس انه كل شيء ب $25.
بوتيك رورو.
مرسي كتير.
دكتور تيب.
قال لي قول شيء, قال لي قول شيء. يقبرني الجمال.
يقبرني الجمال. جبرنا قولها. وصورتوا تيك توك كمان, let's watch the TikTok اللي صورتوا قبل ما, before we. يا نور.
مبروكين. دقيقة دقيقة حبيبي دكتور تياب, صار لي ساعة واقف برا خيي. اجوا لعندي
أهم ناس اللي وعدتك فيهم الصباح.
أوكي. اجا
عم ننقي أحلى تياب لخيي أنتوني.
سلام أحلى تياب.
أوكي, مين أنتوني؟ أنتوني قلنا حلقة معه كتير كبيرة. هلا إجا الشاب أخذ له إياهم لأنتوني. وهدول على ذوقه لخيي أنتوني حيكون.
أنتوني المجهول يعني.
أنتوني المجهول.
أيوة.
مشغولة ما كان بدي أجي لعندك يا دكتور بس أنا تو بيزي.
بيناتنا هون.
You know
how وعلى اوروبا.
شو اوروبا؟
الكولكشن حتكون تركيا واوروبا. هذا شيء من اوروبا.
بس روح لهنيك بدي احكي لك تحول لي مصاري مع ساندويتش.
حول لي مصاري مع ساندويتش. برافو البراند انتجريشن. براند انتجريشن. ساندويتش.
باي ذا واي جايز, بس تكونوا بهيك بوزيشن اللي عم تعيشوا انتوا التيك توك. اتس هول اس اكسبيرينس صراحه. مع الصوت اللي بتسمعوا تبع ليك دكتور تياب وهو بتسمعهم بتشوفون واو واو.
It is pretty crazy. Yeah. No, you went to a thrift store. Which thrift store did you go to?
Depot Vente. It's one of my favorites.
Okay, what did you go for? A funny comedic look or?
No, they're not comedic. I thought they're pretty cool, actually.
Oh, okay, okay.
Thrift shop, obviously. I'm gonna buy an outfit for Anthony. Okay, I wasn't really sure what to get him, but I just found a shirt, so I'm gonna build an outfit around it. I was still debating because I want to get pants out loud because I don't really know his size. Pants in general are hard to find, especially in the thrift shop. So we'll see. Okay, لا ثانية, I have to tell you قبل. Okay, so I didn't get you pants.
No pants?
No.
Okay.
But I got you a basic t-shirt with three different jackets or whatever.
Three different jackets?
صح.
So it's not an outfit. You went for three different outfits.
صح.
Okay.
Okay, so أول شيء.
Gonna have to Nadim got the he got an outfit. Love it or hate.
مالي.
No, give me. Why don't you, let me go wear this.
It fits, eh?
I mean, it's a white t-shirt, yeah.
Okay.
كثير حلو. Are you impressed with that?
لا أنا I'm surprised it fits. This is the first thing.
I need to try to get good audio, bro.
Hey, you can wear them on, yeah.
So this is a plaid shirt, but no. I should have done this before. Zaptile, there's another shirt.
No.
Open up the buttons. Make this easy for daddy. Okay. Okay, very 90s. Nice shirt. I like it. What's the size on this?
XS, Verka.
They're cool. They are cool.
I mean, I look like a truck driver, you know, got a lumberjack truck driver. Hey there, boy. Hey there, boy. How's it going there, boy? Hear me, boy?
They are cool.
Nas Daily, you coming here in my country, boy? You get on out of here, boy. God damn it. I'll spin your face, boy. Wee-haw. All right. I get it. Number one.
I got it.
Number two. Ooh. That's a nice color right
I
there.
I thought this is so you.
I have a lot of stuff like this. This is...
I like Tirana Bisha egg jackets, guys.
I like the colors. All right, check this out.
Whoa!
This stuff smells surprisingly good for thrift stuff. Thrift stuff usually smells like old people.
And I guess we're not fun. Shrek,
la. Not fun.
It's cool, la.
This one's nice. I like these colors. I have a jacket that has very similar colors. It's like the Charlotte. Hornets. This one's nice. All right, we're going for this. This is a legitimately, you know, nice jacket.
Nice outfit, bravo.
I don't know if I want to give this one away. I like this one. This is a nice jacket. Maybe Daddy's gonna keep this one.
Okay.
You know.
Third one. It's should be some one pick, a random pick, but it's my personal favorite.
All right.
It's a vest.
It's a vest. Oh my god.
So cute. I'm
definitely giving this away.
I personally like it.
I don't know what kind of. Hello.
Hello, Sirat. Halasirat waiter, Layla.
Halasirat waiter, but my bad.
You can keep this love when you're old.
I look like a gay version, a gay Syrian version of Timothy Chalamet. Keep up, Malim. I don't know what that means. Okay.
You can keep this love when you're old.
I can give it away. You know, I can give it away.
Love.
All right, yeah. Time for me to get back into my normal clothes. I'll be back.
Happy with mine.
Ooh. All right, that was interesting. That is some interesting stuff. Sorry, guys, my hair. I'm still trying to figure out what is happening with my hair. What to do? I'm not growing it out. I'm just not cutting it. Does that make sense? I hope so. Zabtul nayam.
أنا كمان هيك بوصل لمحل ما بقاش بدي أعمل.
I don't know what to do with my hair. That's the thing. I don't know what to do with it. So I'm just not cutting it. Doesn't mean I'm growing it. There's a difference. Thank you. Well, I'm impressed. Noor went for the stylish. You went for the comedy.
Anna, I was going to get something silly, but شفت well, I thought, أنا Anthony.
Like, they're nice type, folks. Here's what's going to happen. We're giving away all of these clothes. We are giving away all of these clothes. Maybe except that I'm keeping that purple jacket. Give me that jacket right here. Yeah, I like this bad boy. We're giving away the rest. Thank you, Sendwave.
Love you, Sendwave.
How do we choose a winner? Leave a comment. Leave a comment as to why you would want it. So we have what? We have a t-shirt. So we're going to be giving these away as a package of two. One outfit is Nadim's outfit, and the other outfit is Noor. So with Noor's, you'll get a t-shirt, you'll get a vest, and you'll get that beautiful plaid shirt. Do you want to keep the shirt or something? You're looking at me like... Do you want to keep the shirt?
Keep the vest.
You want the vest? What do you want? Pick one. Yalla, I said yeah.
I want the vest.
You want to? Should we give away the shirt? Okay.
I'll keep the shirt.
What are you? Khalis, we're only going to give away his stuff. So here's what's going to happen, folks. Here's what's going to happen, folks. Noor is going to keep. She's going to keep the vest and she's going to keep the shirt. She likes them. Mabrukim.
Thanks.
We're going to give away Nadim's outfit. You guys want to walk away with Dr. Tiebs. From David, guys, hand chosen by Nadim, worn by me. Some of my sweat got rubbed on that shirt. My crotch was in those pants. Okay, so that can now be part of your collection. Okay, but we can even sign it. If you want us to sign it, we'll sign it. Promise. Okay.
أنا بري على أست الجيلة إذا بتفرق معك.
Leave a comment in the comment section why you deserve this outfit. If you want it, leave a comment. Explain why you deserve this outfit. Where you would wear it. And we're going to choose a winner randomly, and we will announce it next week. And for you guys to vote, for the audience to vote as to which outfit was the best, we're going to post screenshots on Instagram, on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, and you guys will vote there, and the winner will be announced next week. The winner of the best outfit, Mish Khalas. The winner for the clothes, you write a comment. And by the way, thanks again to our sponsor, Sendwave, for this. I had a lot of fun with this segment. It was super fun. You guys like it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got myself a nice jacket out of it. So thank you to Sendwave. And if you guys want to know how you can make $15 or more using Sendwave and how you can help the interns make some money with Sendwave, listen up. So what is Sendwave? Sendwave is an awesome money transfer app that is much cheaper than the alternative services that you currently use to get money. So if you live in the US, Canada, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, or Ireland, you can use Sendwave and use our code CASHDNW on your first transfer, and whoever you're sending the money to in Lebanon is going to get an extra $15. They can go pick up their money at any Wish Money location. There's over 500 of them in Lebanon. It's very easy. It's very practical. I do it all the time. My sister lives in the States. She uses Sendwave now. She sends me money from my own bank account. I go pick it up at a Wish location. It's awesome, and it is much cheaper. There are no pickup fees when you go pick up your money, not like the competition. There are no transfer fees unless you're sending money from the States. There's a small 2.6% transfer fee. That's it. No pickup fees, nothing else. The exchange rates are better than other services. It is honestly, you get to keep a lot more of your money when someone sends it to you. And if you don't live in the US, Canada, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, or Ireland, but you have friends or family who live there, just ask them to use the code. Ask them to download the app, register. They can send you as little as $1. Use code CASHDNW and you will get an extra $15. And not only that, we actually get a cash kickback anytime you guys use the code. So if you guys use the code CASHDNW, you're going to get $15. And the podcast actually gets a small amount of money as well. And here's what we're going to do. The first 15 codes that you guys use, the interns are going to split that money. It's going to all go to Noor, Elijah, and Nadim. So you want to help them get a little bit of extra money, get a little bonus, then use the code, okay? You're literally helping us out and supporting us, which we love. And this is why we always say when you support our sponsors, you're actually supporting the show. And by the way, the code CASHDNW is active for 1 month. So you have till April 9th to use the code and get that $15, all right? 1 month, April 9th. So if you have 5 cousins in the States and if you ask each of them to register to Sendwave and send you a dollar, you can make what's 5 times 15, like $70, $75, just like that. It's awesome. Again, when we did it, it was only $10. I wish I waited till now. I would have gotten $15. But anyways, like it really is an awesome service. I've been using it ever since. Like my sister, like I said, sends me my own money via Sendwave, and even she was like, damn, this is so cheap compared to everything else, because we're used to using other services that cost so much. So it's just very practical. It's very secure. Okay, again, I've been using it for months. Sendwave loves you guys, and you guys love Sendwave too. Like, you guys have been using it and downloading it and stuff and using all them codes. So they came back because they love you guys. So if you skipped, if you hesitated, now's your chance. Get $15. Get the intern some money. Save yourself a lot of money when transferring. And again, thank you to Sendwave. We love you guys, seriously. And thank you for the fun-ass segment. That was a lot of fun. Speaking of fashion and all those different looks that we were trying out, you know there's only one fashion expert, Bilibnan, that we would ever listen to, and that is our boy, Hassan Farhat. Here, let's see what he's been up to lately.
اليوم قاعدين بالبيت وزهق. قلت ليش ما بنظهر؟ فهون لبست بلاك جينز مع هيدا القميص ولبست فوقهم دفل جاكيت. طصينا بارفان زبطنا الشعرات ولبست هيدا الصباط الاسود بيلبق مع الطعم
ليك بيلبق له شعر طويل
ظهرنا انا وخيي بس هو ما حب يبين بالتصوير رحنا اتجهنا على عصير رمضان واحد من اطيب المحلات العصير بالضاحي هون وصلنا على المحل وانا
This is Dahi, a version of Joy Tacides and his brother
انا شو ما بقدر اشرب
مع شقف وعصير
كوكتيل
هلا صار وقت نجرب وعن جد ما فيني اقول لكم قديش طيب هالمحل بنصحكم تدوق الافوكا من عنده وانتو خبروني كيف كان نهاركم
صحتين خي حسن
He's classied up. I like the long hair with the little mustache and thing. He's looking pretty good going out with his brother, getting a little cocktail. I like it. I forgot, actually, speaking of Sendwave, come in just a second ago. Lama is now also sponsored by Sendwave. Say Sendwave, we're cool. I warned y'all about this show. Here's a hilarious joke that Lama dropped today on his Instagram. Just to celebrate his Sendwave sponsorship.
ليكو عالوعية ليكو كيف بوها هاي بيكون واقف معي شعري شفتو؟ ما بدق فيهم أبدا ما بعمل شي عالوعية
I'll pay you guys to laugh. I got a hundo here. There's a... No? Not funny? The واقف معه what the way?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like He's talking about his penis, but he's actually talking about his hair.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay. No way.
That is some good stuff. Sendwave, we love you guys. What else we got?
Who would die?
What else we got? Ooh, Naji Zakaria. Who sent this? You sent this to me, Noor? What was special about this? Crab salad? He was doing like a crab sushi.
Yeah,
3 minutes.
Sushi.
3 minutes. Hey, think about that kinetic
quality
sand.
Quality content.
Yeah, the equal, I'm sure.
المرة العائلة طلع عبالة سوشي على كراب سألوا قالوا لهم ال 15 قطعة $7
رح نحط سبوي سيرفر حدا جست ان كيس
قلت لهم ما تخلي حدا يستكرتكم نزلت على السوبر ماركت معروفة
شو عم يعمل سوشي؟
صويا دوليس 25,000 ليرة
وير؟ وين جي داونلود ذس؟
نيو لا
كانت نيز 25,000 ليرة
الكراب ماركت جاردن
مش سيبلو
اوشن جاردن
اوشن جاردن
فيها 16 قطعة 250 جرام تعمل اسطول
اسطول
عندنا بعد المكونات خيار خيارة خيارتين شو قيمتهم جزرة شو قيمتها
ما بعرف خي انت عم تعيط علي ما
يمتك هيك بفحص حالي جبت سمسم بعشرة آلاف حب البركة ونص كيلو رز
أنا I'm looking at Subway Surfer by the
way جاري بدي كوينة ذهب المواسم أحلى أسعار عنده سلقت الرز غسلته منيح سلقته
عم بسمع سلقته
ملعتين خل الرز ملعتين سكر نص ملعقة ملح دوبتهم بمي
This isn't how you teach people how to recipes What is this? قاعد عم ضايط على العالم بتقول لهم كيف يعملوا
حبة أفوكا
بدي حبة
لا حق 15,000 أو 20,000 ليرات جاري عنده شجرة قد ما بدي بعطف من عنده
طب أنا جاري ما عنده شجرة
هيدي الحصيرة
وعم تسأله قبل ما تعطف أو تجي بتقرته إياهم
رح نباشر رح نشوف قديش بقدر أعمل كل مجموع اللي انا اشتريتهم صويا والكراب مع الرز خيارة جزرة
شو قيمتها؟
الحكاش فيهم كلهم 110 115 الف ليرة مدري اللي قديش بدي اعمل اليوم
صار صار بعد فريش الناجي
وهيدا هو صحن السوشي نص كيلو رز ب 20 الف ليرة
كمان
استعملت شي اربعة بس أربعة باكي من أصل 16 كلفتهم شو؟ شو بتكون؟
بومب أكشن؟
من أصل 50,000 ليرة يعني شي 10,000 ليرة 12,000 ليرة ورز 20,000 ليرة 32,000 ليرة
هلا خلص الجزرة سبيد سبوي سيرفر وهيدا بعد ما خلص
شوية سمسم وشوية حبة
يا الله زكاته السلعي
شو قيمتهم؟
برو اكيد طرشل بسينه صوته كثير عالي مش معقول
يا يا بس ذا مانز كلاسيك عن جد يعني شو 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 هالكاركتير هالناجي زكريا
بدنا كوكينج شو لناجي بحس اي وود واتش ذات
هي ديزيرفز ات هي ديزيرفز ات جايز وي هاف ا نيو لوك الايك يو نو وير اولويز اون ذا هانت فور نيو لوك الايكس ذس هون وات تايم دو يو جايز سند مي ذس شيت نص الليل لايك اي ووك اب ات لايك 5 ام اي سو ذيس اند اي واز كايند اوف ديستربد
سم ون دي اي فورغوت هو بعثت لي شي سيت شي سايت على
بامبل ذس واز لايك
اون بامبل بنيو يورك
ذس واز ا ديتينج اب سو Okay, this is the first photo. This is the one that really disturbed me. Hey, that was very disturbing, to be honest with you guys. Hey, that was like, what the fuck? كتير, like, this is... I don't know, man. I was like, خلاص, stop saying... I don't want to see these anymore. خلاص. The second photo... I was more... When I saw it in the middle of the night, I was, like, more shocked. هلا, it doesn't look that much like me here, at least... I don't think my bad.
Yeah, when you zoom in, look.
بس إيه بس.
When you zoom in, look. But so no, I get it. That definitely very similar styles. I already feel the kind of kinship with this guy. Like I like this dude. You're a sexy guy, man. Looking good. Look at that blonde hair. Look at that leaning against that. Honey, teed. Honey, this is fucking scary. He's a good-looking dude, man. So, and I really, and I'm Jed, and I have these doppelgangers have made me lose so much confidence in how I look, and me being unique in any way, shape, or form. بس خيّة هذا. What a handsome guy. I hope you swiped right on that guy, lady.
هذا كذي my emo phase فوق.
Yeah, I'm still not over my emo phase. And I hope you, if someone knows this guy, hit him up for me, man. I want to start create a WhatsApp group with all my doppelgangers. And I want to hang out with them. I want to go party with y'all. Get fucking crunk, baby. That's gonna be a weird TikTok. And the buff guy. Get the buff guy too. All the different versions of me. That would be awesome. I love that. We need to start collecting these. We're losing track.
The next awards, Namad Best Doppelganger.
Yeah, we could even do a whole episode about doppelgangers. We don't even need the awards. I don't think anyone cares about the awards anymore, to be honest with you. Y'all know Nas Daily, don't you? Do you guys know him? You don't know him.
No.
It's this guy. It's this douchey guy who goes, does like these quick videos like, did you know that how they do this? Or, oh, did you know that this country has that? Whoa. Very basic stuff. He goes, he travels, travel stuff, food stuff. Like, like how do they do this? Like, whoa, in Saudi Arabia, they make clouds that rain. Ooh, that kind of stuff. So, and I'll tell you guys why it's problematic, but this is his video that he dropped. And you're going to see a cameo from someone we know and love on the show.
Did you know there is a desert in every country in the Middle East except for one country? What is the name? See, there is a desert in Egypt, Syria, and Jordan, but in this Arab country, you will not find it at all.
No desert!
Hey, instead, look at that. You guys recognize him? Our friend Nicolato. This guy, this is Nicolato, folks, friend of the show. Not only that, he spent 3 days with me and Noor in the belly of the beast filming the Shada documentary. I laughed my ass off when I saw him because I'm like, he looks like he's taken hostage in this video. I sent him a message. I'm like, why are you in this? He's like, man, they were shooting. We were shooting Se'abit. So we hold nothing against him. He's a talented comedian, photographer.
No deserts!
Instead, they have mountains, waterfalls, beaches, caves, and snow. Yes, snow in the Middle East.
What?
You can
what
go from fuck? Swimming to skiing in less than an hour.
They did the ski. Hey, Dehone, I can't believe. They actually. Okay, hey, I thought we were over this skiing to swimming in an hour. It's 2023. Why is this still a selling point? Doesn't everyone in the world already know this? Like everything we're going through, this is still what we want to talk. Like mom said, rise from the ashes like the phoenix, ski and swim in one day. I can't stand this shit anymore, bro. Like this is, and this guy is fucking successful and popular. He's making the most generic video. Who hasn't made this video a million fucking times before? Who hasn't seen this shit a million fucking times before?
I hate it.
True for comments. Thank you, Nas, for coming to Lebanon. Hala, I hate it.
Our this country has four seasons and millions.
Four seasons. Trees.
This is the cedar tree, and it's on our.
No way! It's on our flag.
Yes. Lebanon, the only Arab country without a desert. The streets have their own charm. The nightlife is just like Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Are
friendly.
Lebanon is one of the most unique countries. So the next time you think of Lebanon, think of this, this, and this.
The Middle not East the blast, is so not much Hezbollah. More
than just a desert. That's 1 minute.
By the way, deserts are fucking awesome, bro. I fucking love deserts. When I went, I was lucky enough to shoot a reality show in the deserts of Saudi Arabia. I spent 2 weeks there. It was fucking beautiful. It was serene. It's peaceful. It's like another world, man. I wish we had a desert. Wahiyat Allah, I wish we had a desert. I would spend so much time there just chilling, thinking, reflecting, reading books. Like, so deja, and ski and swim in one day. Bro, I can't. أنا بطل فيه. هلا. Why is Nas Daily an asshole? Why do I not like him? I left a comment on Instagram. You ain't welcome here, boy. Right away. Don't like the guy. I want to see some of our friends. The world sucks. Salud, did you ask? Did you film legally this time? What are they talking about? Let me show you. Let's go to comments one here. So someone, said, someone asked him, what do you mean? The world sucks explains. His Israeli girlfriend came illegally in our country to film a video 1 or 2 years ago. Gaia Irani responds, I think he is Israeli and his girlfriend American, but please don't go into this political debate. I like your page too much for you to have a political opinion about this. Then Kathy Fawaz is like, huh? What opinion? He's just stating facts. Birja, Gaia Irani. This fact was mentioned in this video because of his obvious political view. Or else, what does this comment have to do with the video? The guy is showing Lebanon's beauty, so shut up and enjoy. Gaia Irani, go F yourself, wherever the fuck you are. That is so fucking stupid. Shut up and enjoy. He's saying good things about Lebanon. Bro, I can't stand this fucking shit anymore. Wahiyat Allah. Wahiyat Allah, man. These people fucking drive me crazy. You want to see some other fucking stupid ass comments? Look at this. رومي ديب Lebanon is not an Arab country.
يا الله
246 likes. Look
246 حمار.
These are the comments that you see under Anas daily video. هول هن الكومنتس. He said something good about Lebanon. Don't be mad. No, we're not Arab country. Look, hey, sure, Phoenicians. Look, hey, بالهبل, bro. I can't believe this shit. هون some more comments. So عنا Fedix Tube coming up with a comment. He's like, we have the Jirid, which is kind of a desert. أنا, I love Fedix, but Sanjad, the one criticism I have of him is that he's always too nice. Fedix, you got to start making some enemies, man. You got to start shitting on some people. We don't like Nas Daily. Don't be joking with him. You're funny. You're a funny-ass dude, and everyone likes you. Start making some enemies. Yalla. Fucking do it, bro.
Tell him that yourself.
I'm going to tell him that myself. I'm going to tell him, Fedix, you need to start. I hate it when people give me advice about my content. I hate it. خليني أقول لك شو لازم تعمل على الشو. Sure, let me hear it and never fucking think about it again. I fucking hate it when people try to tell me how to do my shit.
Jeep guests.
He would probably hate it if someone went and told him, ليك الكونتنت تبعك لازم تعمله. I get it. I hate it when people do it to me. And no offense, give me all your opinions. I don't care. I do what I want. فريس خليني أقول لك أنت كتير ناجح بس أنا بعرف كيف. I just want him في الشلة خلق شوي because he has that big ass audience فيه في شبه العالم. وأنا جاد says, come on, I think I follow him. Nice guy. But thank you for featuring my country, brother. No, Jad. No, that ain't cool. We should all start taking stands. It's okay to, you need to go for the jugular, guys. It's okay to make enemies. You don't have to all be friendly on social media. Call shit out sometimes. When you see something, call it out. Go for the fucking jugular. It can't just be me all the time. God damn it.
كثير عصب زيادة. عطا ما بكون هيك.
This is an article.
She said.
This is an article. I forgot the name of the article, but it explains a little bit about Nas Daily. In a 2019 piece by Middle Eastern history lecturer Dina Rizit on The Conversation, Rizit said Yassin came from a privileged background. Who ismo? She Yassin. Yassin is his last name. Yassin undoubtedly represents the most privileged of the Palestinian Arabs, those who reside within Israel rather than the Palestinian territories of the West Bank and Gaza. So he's an Arab, Palestinian Arab who lives in Israel. Yassin is also Harvard educated through a scholarship and saved up money from a high income career to set up Nas Daily. This privilege has a direct impact on Yassin's take on one of the most personal and controversial political issues he addresses in his videos, the Arab-Israeli conflict. His basic message regarding this issue is that both sides of the Arab-Israeli conflict are to blame and that people need to move on. To expand on that point a little bit, he got into an argument with Ahmad Eldin, who is an Al Jazeera reporter. And this is what Ahmad had to say about his encounter with Nas. I once met Nas Daily videos in Jerusalem after reporting on clashes at Al-Aqsa and being beaten by an Israeli soldier. It was a shitty day made shittier after having to endure his repeated unsolicited lectures about my scripts and how the occupation really isn't that bad. He was as arrogant as he was manipulative and opportunistic in his impassioned defense of the occupation. At the time, I found his attitude shocking and dangerous. He repeatedly blamed the oppressed for their oppression, which, you know, is a classic sign of douchebaggery. He insisted he was credible because he understands both sides and that there will never be peace until Palestinians accept their fate under Israeli rule. Today, I'm reminded of just how dishonest/dangerous he is. I wish I had recorded his shameful comments. I lost my temper that day and told him to get out of our studio. Be wary of working with him. Those are just my humble two cents. He is dangerous with a snake emoji. Then the douchebag, Nas, actually replies. So his name is Nusair Yassin. OMG, I literally was just thinking yesterday of who is the worst, most state-run propaganda journalist I met in my life were. And your name was on top of the list. What a coincidence. Good to hear from you again. Aren't you glad Nas Daily succeeded? And then Ahmad had a nice response, like, depends how you define success. Anyways, what a total douchebag. Don't come to this fucking country, bro. Stop encouraging him, guys, okay? Stop with the stupid-ass comments. Like, wow, thank you for mentioning Lebanon. Are we still, like, are we 12 years old? Like, خلاص. What do you guys think about the whole Nas Daily situation?
Bro, life.
Great, no.
لا بس انه هو
انتوا مش سامعين فيه قبل؟
انا لا ابدا بس انه هلا كل هذا الموضوع تبع انه
سو اي جس اونلي لايك
بتسمع هيك بكرهه يعني صراحه انه هو العالم اللي بيعملوا ريلز 10 سكندز بس بيحكوا عن لبنان العالم بيقلبوا عليه للفيديو ما بحبوه بكرههم برو كثير بسموه
هل تايب اوف فيديوز اصلا از فيري ابنوكشس
اي هيت ذس كايند اوف كونتنت انا اي دونت واتش اني اوف ذس شيت اي دونت لايك شورت فورم كونتنت اني ويز ديد يو نو ذا
لبنان والتايتلز الكبار وعلى عم تصرخ واو
دي توك يو جراوند كانك حمار دي ليترلي توك يو لايك يو ار فاكينج 6 يو ديد يو نو ذات ان ذس كونتري ذير از نو ديزرت سوري ام جيتينج ما بعرف ليه لا ما Anyways, fuck that guy. Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate. You guys are ready for a shocking Andrew Tate video? Are you guys ready for a shocking? We're not going to talk about the cancer thing. He doesn't have cancer. Even if he did have, even if he said he had cancer, he's obviously fucking lying because he's trying to get out of prison. Anyways, let's watch this video. Surprisingly, good take.
Ignore the construction. I'm rebuilding my mansion. You'll see when it's done. We'll do an episode of Cribs. I had to get this area here. I bought my neighbor's house. I had to construct a specific area for the Bugatti. Anyway, that's all going to be lit up and shit. Bugatti logos.
Bugattis.
Broke boys.
Forget the Bugatti stuff.
I recently posted a question on Twitter asking, would you rather have sex with a transsexual, which is a legitimate 10, or a woman, which is a legitimate 1? And everyone's sitting there clicking woman, 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 because they think they're going to be gay if they do anything else. But they're not actually thinking about the question. I am so smart. I operate on so many levels higher than the average man. You people are not thinking about the question.
Look, he's going to...
When I say a 1 and a 10, I mean Megan Fox with a dick. That's the tranny. Or Hulk Hogan with a pussy. That's the girl. This is the question I'm asking. Megan Fox or Hulk Hogan? So you're thinking, well, I don't want to be gay, so I clicked the girl, the number 1, did it? You're going to fuck Hulk Hogan? Okay, yeah, there's a pussy, but he's got mustache and muscles and shit. He's all hairy, big dude, 6'5". That's pretty gay to me. That sounds pretty gay. I don't care if it's a pussy. That is gay. Whereas Megan Fox, okay, he's got a dick, but maybe you can, like, scoot it out the way. I mean, still Megan Fox. You know what I'm saying? At least she's small and shit. You can get your hand around her neck, mess her up.
You ain't messing
up Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan's gonna mess you up.
You can't choke up.
So this is the question I'm asking. You need to operate on a higher plane. Think about this. This is important. Well, this is cultural.
So uncomfortable.
This affects the world we now live in. What is straight? What is gay? It's all a big sliding spectrum, isn't it?
Look.
You're gonna sit here and go, oh no, no, it's gay to bang Megan Fox with a dick. I counter that argument. It's gay to bang Hulk Hogan with a pussy. So which one is it?
Bro, he just admitted that there are spectrums to sexuality. He would rather fuck Megan Fox with a dick. He would rather fuck a transsexual. Yeah, and he by offending, while he was offending gay people, everyone, at the end, he came out of it woke as fuck, saying that he would rather fuck the transsexual.
He offended straight persons.
Bro, he offended everybody, but at the end, he came out of it being like, you know, sexuality is a spectrum, and I would rather fuck the transsexual with a dick. So all you Tate fans, Andrew Tate said it himself. He wants a transsexual's dick in his mouth. He would rather fuck a transsexual 10 than a female 1 who looks like Hulk Hogan. He's woke. He's woke as fuck. You heard him. This is fake. Hate AI generated. This is not real. Free Andrew Tate.
Matrix.
Fake voice.
Matrix,
it is not true, guys. Yani, you heard it from the man, Anna Andrew. That is one good take.
I'm
good
not
job.
Gonna clap for the bare minimum.
You know what? This isn't bare minimum. He went fucking spectrums and shit. Bare minimum is saying like women should have rights. Honey, not from like
this is
gay and
minimum.
Shit to like, you know, love is a spectrum. Hey, bro, what? Bro, I'm shocked. This is old, by the way. This is like from 2021 or something. Anyways, Andrew, bravo. Very good. All right. Well, we had a couple of more things that I wanted to talk about. There's a life coach, Samiha, that we wanted to talk about. I don't feel like reacting to more videos. We can do it next week, right? We can do the life coach next week. I do want to give you guys a quick preview of The Last of Us. So The Last of Us, the final episode is next week. I've been watching it. Nadim, you've been watching it?
No.
You were going to tell me that you liked the cinematography last time.
Yeah. I know. I've had the cinematographer.
But you didn't watch it, yeah.
No, no. Shave.
Have you watched? Stop, if you haven't seen it, stop talking.
Yeah, bro. Oh, I'm from Shaw.
You can't.
Have
you seen it? When Elijah, when I need him. Where is Elijah when I need him? Folks, The Last of Us has been an awesome show. I'm loving it. Next week is the big finale. I've played the games. I know what happens. Y'all are in for some shit. The internet is gonna be on fire next week. Y'all don't know what's coming. It's going to be fucking crazy. That's all I'm going to say. No spoilers. You guys get on that shit. Get on that show. It's a fucking great show. Anjad, it's only 9 episodes.
Where does it stream?
OSN. And it's an HBO show. Really great. Let me know in the comments if you've been enjoying The Last of Us. No spoilers, obviously. And I've really liked it. I thought episode 7 was kind of a waste of time, to be honest. It felt like DLC. Should not have done it. But yalla. It's going to be a crazy, crazy dramatic ending. And with all that, folks, with all that, we're going to cut it short this week. We're going to cut it. I think this might be a sub 1 hour episode. I'm not sure. It's been a while since we've done one of those. But thank you so much. And let me take a second to thank some of our beautiful patrons. First of all, let me welcome another welcome for our Fermina Zakaria, Ren M, and Luna, our beautiful new blonde patrons. Welcome. And some other blonde patrons like Enzo S, Jad El Haj, Heather Jabber, Sarah M, Dania Hawat, Omar Musalli. We love you, superhero patrons like Rea D, Joey Daboud, also from high school, Joe Ghal, Mo Hariri, Ryan Nabulsi, and got your patrons, Jessica Ann, Muhammad Namani, and Burgery, the best burgers over here, there, and in Tripoli. We love you guys. Don't forget to like the video, leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, become a Do Not Warrior. Support us on Patreon, where we could not do any of this without you folks. Really, we're going to have a big, nice phone Zoom call together soon. I'll figure something out. So support us on Patreon. We cannot do it without you. Thank you. And thank you to our sponsor, Sendwave. Don't forget to use code CASHDNW to get $15 on your first transfer. And as always, folks,
do not worry.